Welcome to the Esports Recap, where we cover yesterday's matches. My name is Boyd, and today we've got some RLCS and some IAM Road to Rio. So let's get started. First up, we have the RLCS Middle East and North African Swiss stage, where we have our results. Starting us off, we have our 8 teams that will not be making it. In 16th, T2K going 0-3. 15th, Arrows going 0-3. Our 1-3 teams are tied for 13th, missing at Atlantic. And in 12th, RX. Our 2-3 teams will be Outsiders in 10th, Outsiders in 11th, Infinity in 10th, and Nightmare in 9th. Making it and moving on to the playoffs, along with who they'll be playing against. In the quarterfinals, you will have KRN against Ketchup, GK Esports against Miracle Makers, Vilos Esports against Twisted Minds, and Nobles against Team Falcons. That has Ketchup in 8th, Twisted Minds and Team Falcons tied for 6th, Miracle Makers in 5th, GK Esports in 4th, Nobles in 3rd, and Velos Esports in 2nd, along with KRN in 1st. Moving us along into Counter-Strike, we have our IAM Road to Rio, where just about everyone, every division, was playing something. So starting off with the APAC RMR, they start off their upper bracket semifinals, where you saw IHC Esports taking on JJH International, taking a 16-14 win on Ancient and a 16-4 win on Nuke, moving them on to the quarterfinals, where they will play either Greyhound or Rare Atom, with seeing Greyhound take it 2-1, where they took 16-9 on Inferno, leaving Rare Atom with a 16-2 win on Ancient, an absolutely dominant win, but they could not keep that going, losing on Vertigo 19-17, allowing Greyhound to move on to the upper bracket final, where they will face IHC Esports. And that same day, which being today, you will see JJH International and Rare Atom going in the loser bracket semifinals to see who can move on to the lower bracket final to face whoever we see lose in the upper bracket final. On to the American RMR. They just about done with their Swiss stage where we watch them play round 3. Starting us off with the high matches, you had Liquid going against Complexity Gaming, where Liquid would take Inferno 16-9. Complexity would take Overpass 16-14, but it was Liquid on Ancient taking it 16-17 to move them on and to qualify. 9Z and EG trying to qualify for the playoffs, where we saw EG on Overpass 16-5. Dust 2, we had 9Z 16-11. A Mirage, it was EG 16-13, moving them on to face Team Liquid for the tiebreaker first place match. On to our round 3 mid matches, you saw MIBR against ATK on Dust 2, where ATK would take it 16-8, and the mid matches are, I forgot to say, a one map game. Pain and Nouns going up on Nuke, where Pain would take it 16-8, doubling their score, moving them on to the high matches and moving Nouns on to the low matches. Furia and Plano going on Mirage, where Furia would not let Plano get any sort of traction, taking it 16-2, moving them on to the high matches, Plano to the low matches. Imperio and Double O Nation are up next, with Double O Nation moving right along to the high matches with a 16-11 on Inferno. Forcing Imperio gonna have to fight harder in low matches. Round 3 low matches to see who gets to even make it to round 4. You had one going against Infinity, where one would take Inferno 16-14. And then Mirage 16-10, moving them on, leaving Infinity to go back home. Icerus and Arctic, where Icerus taking it 16-9 on Inferno and 16-10 on Ancient, moving them on to round 4, Arctic to see you at home. going from the Americans to the Europeans. We had round three high matches. We had Na'Vi going against Outsiders, taking Mirage 16-13 and Inferno 16-4, moving them on to the playoffs. Onto the mid matches, we had Heroic versus Sungal, where they win the one map rounds, going 16-6 on Inferno. Then Vitality going a 16-7 over Monty on Dust 2. OG against Falcons 16-12 on Mirage, and Maus take a 16-10 over K23 on Ancient. They all get to move on to our round four high matches. Round three low matches, we saw Heat taking it 2-1 over Saw, where they took a overtime 19-16 win on Vertigo. Saw got to take a 16-9 win on Inferno, but he got the 16-7 win on Dust 2 to keep them in the rounds. IG and Fantasy up next, where IG he would lose to Fantasy on Dust 2, 16-13, but would take Ancient in a 2 overtime, 22-20, and Nuke 16-13, moving IG on to the next round. Adios, Fantasy. Going all the way into the European RMRA, apologies, the last one was RMRB, we see high matches of round three. FaZe taking it over Sprout 2-1, going 19-17 on Ancient in overtime. Sprout taking it overtime 19-16 on Nuke, but FaZe keeping them from getting any momentum off that, going 16-5 on Mirage. Cloud9 and NIP go up next, where NIP take it 16-9 on Mirage. And Inferno, Cloud9 took that 16-11, but it was NIP to take 16-14 Vertigo in, moving them on to the playoffs. Round 3 mid-matches, you had Spirit and GL going 2 overtime on Ancient, where Spirit would take it 22-20. BNE and Astralis going on Ancient, where BNE would take a 16-3 absolute dominating win, moving them on to the high matches. Fnatic and B8, where on Ancient, a 16-9 win would go in favor of B8. One win in G2 coming at it in the mid matches, hoping to make it to the high matches, where one win would take a 16-13 win on Ancient. We go down to our low matches, where they're trying to just stay alive, where Eternal Fire 16-9 on Vertigo, Aurora 19-15 in overtime on Mirage, but it's our EF Fireboys going 16-8, doubling the score on Nuke, keeping them in the game. Fours and Ecstatic are our final Counter-Strike and all-around match for this episode. Fours taking a 16-7 overpass win and deciding they like that score, so they did it again. 16-7 on Dust2, staying in the game, kicking out Ecstatic. And that's all I've got for you today. Tune in tomorrow for more Rocket League. My apologies. Tune in on Monday for Rocket League. Pretty sure some Rainbow Six and definitely some Counter-Strike. Stay tuned.